Mounties. Enjoyed every testimony tonight. Appreciate everybody being here that is here. Amen. Our scripture reading tonight will come from Psalm 46. Psalm 46 and verse number 1. Y'all want to help me preach tonight? Got about 3 amens. Y'all want to help me tonight? Amen. Well, y'all can start by helping me read. Y'all read verse 1, I'll read verse 2. Y'all read verse 3, and I'll read verse 4 down through there, and then we'll both read the last verse together. All right? Is that okay? Y'all still want to help me?
Amen.
Psalm 46 and verse number 1. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
The waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and the stones thereof.
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High.
God is the midst of us, God shall help us.
The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Can we just thank the Lord tonight? Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to come to your house. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us. Thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge. Help us, Lord, to be still and know that you are God. Lord, I praise you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. I want to preach again tonight on There is a River. And I'm going to take and preach about two other things. The Bible said there's a river, and the streams thereof make glad. Praise God. Make glad the city of our God. I was in service the other day, or sometime back. I said the other day, maybe a month or two ago. And the brother got up and he said that he learned this song a long time ago. And he said it went like this, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Does any of y'all know that? I'm so glad. Do you know it? Sing it. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. It's time for the chorus. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. You got it? I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I would teach you the second verse, but you might not get it. It's just, I'm so glad. That's what it is. There's another song says, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy, 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 happy. Y'all know it? I'm so happy. I'm so happy. For Jesus is a friend of mine. Do you know it? Sing it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. For Jesus is a friend of mine. Amen. Praise God. There's a river. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. And I know I preached on this morning. I preached about two streams. And I've got to thinking this afternoon about how many streams there are that make glad the city of our God. How many streams there are, amen, that bring joy into our life. Glory to God. I got to thinking about how many streams that issue from heaven that make us so glad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to preach about two of them tonight, and then I'll try to move on. And amen, but this has been on my heart. And it's not that I don't have something else to preach, but I just feel like preaching about it again tonight. Amen. There is a river. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Shall make glad the city of God. Oh, Jerusalem's waterworks. Jerusalem's, amen, water system. They had a water system back in that day. They had a well. Amen. They had a fountain, a springing well. And the Jebusites ran a conduit or a gutter up in through. Amen. Through the earth. Some 40-some feet deep. Amen. Some 101, or most commentators believe, 100-and-something feet long. Ran that gutter, and that well would run up in the city. Amen. And people would come and besiege that city. And they couldn't understand, amen, how they could just hold on. All they had to do was just hide inside the walls. They had an unlimited supply of water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And here the psalmist said, there's a river. Praise God. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Amen. And the world looks upon us. Said, why ain't you, amen, shaking and afraid? Why ain't you hiding in a corner? Amen. Because there's a river. There's a secret river. Amen. That the world knows nothing about. Praise God. And the streams thereof put a smile on your face when you ought to be, amen, gloomy. Puts a testimony in your mouth when you ought to be, amen, depressed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Rivers. Rivers are amazing. Amen. God made the rivers. Amen. God created them. He put them in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Put rivers in the Garden of Eden. And, rivers run, you know, and there's a place up in the northern, I guess I would call it northwest, but there's a courthouse in this city. And in that courthouse, if you take with whatever side that they go off of, the raindrops go off of one side of them, they'll go down this side of the hill and they'll end up in the Mississippi River. It'll go, I believe, in the Ohio first and then dump out into the Mississippi and end up in the Gulf of Mexico. If you go off on the other side, if the raindrops go off on the other side, they go down the side of that hill, they end up in another river, and I forget the name of that river, and it goes off into Lake Erie and ends up over in the Atlantic Ocean, not very far, you know, way up in the north, I think, St. Augustine River or something like that. I studied it out. But I got to thinking about just one breath. One little breath of wind, the smallest breath of wind decides where that raindrop goes. Whether it goes to the, you know, it's going to end up, you know, in the Atlantic Ocean or end up in the Gulf of Mexico. And young people, decisions that you make, I mean just the smallest effect in your life, amen, can turn you and wind you down through the Mississippi River like that. Or it'll take you, you know, somewhere totally different in your life. My God, help us. But I'm not preaching along those lines tonight. I'm going to preach tonight about the streams that make glad the city of our God. Praise God. There's so many different streams that I could preach about tonight. And I want to preach about the presence of God and faith in God. I want to preach about the sweet presence of God. Amen. The companionship of God that makes glad the city of our God. Did you read this tonight? We read it together. Amen. So that the earth be removed, the mountains were moved. Amen. The kingdoms were moved. Amen. The earth melted. But what is it? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Hallelujah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early, be still and know that I am God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know we're nothing. We're all, our righteousness is as filthy rags. And it's the goodness of God that helps us. Amen. But church, we need the presence of God with us. We need the presence of God in our services. We may not be the best singers. We may not be the best musicians. We may not be, there's no doubt, we're not the best preachers. Amen. But we need the presence of God. That's what makes the difference. Amen. In any church house is that God is there. Not the singing. Amen. Not the music. Amen. Not the testimonies. Amen. But I'm telling you, when you get the presence of God, every song sounds better. With the presence of God. Hallelujah. Every testimony is better with the presence of God there. Hallelujah. Every message is better with the presence of God there. I mean, even the faces on the people are better when the presence of God there. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's presence with us. Amen. Brings us and makes us glad. We need the presence of God. Hallelujah. With us. I remember... Amen. A sister bringing her granddaughter to church a little while. And she said, she called me and said, you know, of course she would just, you know, visit a little bit. And this wasn't her home church. She's going to another church in the area. Bring her granddaughter over here. Little old bitty girl. And so they was driving down the road. And she said, I told her grandma, she said, God is in church. She said, yeah, baby, it is. She said, it kind of amazed me that she'd. So young, remember, she said, you know, God is in that other church. And she said, which one? She said, you know, that church where they run around. And she said, yeah, God is there. She said, Grandma, God ain't in your church. Woo! My Lord, help us tonight. You know, I know that's just a little babe, but out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. The Bible says, but you can't fool a little child. We can testify, we can have it all in line, we can say everything, but if the presence of God ain't here, you can't fool a little child. Amen. We need the presence of God. We need the Holy Ghost to move. I'm telling you, I have been in foreign lands, amen, and couldn't understand a word that was going on, but I felt a familiar feeling, Sister Clydale. I felt like I was right at home, and I didn't know, I couldn't speak, amen. I just few there that could even understand me, or I could understand if I talked to them, but I felt at home, because there's a song that says, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Another song, anywhere. Where is home if Christ my Lord was there? What is it? There was a stream running through that service. Hallelujah. There was a stream running through that place. Amen. What was it? It was the presence of God. There's a river that makes glad the city of our God. Amen. That fountain would fill up and run up in that gutter. Those people let down their ropes just like a well. Amen. Let it down. But it was really an overflowing fountain coming through there. Amen. Hallelujah. And had an endless supply of water. And here the sons of Korah sang Psalm 46. God is our refuge. A very present help in trouble. There is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of our God. Amen. I'm telling you, the presence of God will bring joy in your heart and life when you should be sad and down in the, amen, molly grubs. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Feel all alone. Let the presence of God come by. Amen. You talking about feeling the touch of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The presence of God moves us. The presence of God stirs us. The presence of God causes a reaction. Hallelujah. That Shekinah glory would ascend down on the tabernacle. Amen. And I pray that God's presence would come in among us in a mighty way. What the world needs to see, amen, is us on fire. Amen. And we're not going to be on fire if we don't have the presence of God with us. Hallelujah. He won't go where he's not welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's welcome in my home. He's welcome in my heart. He's welcome in this church. Can I get a witness? He's welcome in my family. Lord, you're welcome in my home. Lord, you're welcome in my heart. Lord, you're welcome in this church. Somebody wrote a song and said, come on in. The door is open wide. Come on in. Amen. There's a place for you inside. Oh, you would think it's talking to the world. Amen. But listen to the remainder of this song. We need the peace you bring. There's healing in your wings. Come on in. Amen. Come on in. Praise God. Come by here, Lord. Amen. Presence. What about the presence of God that makes glad the city of our God? The Bible said, thou wilt show me the path of life. Come on. And in thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. When God is with us, there's a difference. Hallelujah. In our joy and peace and satisfaction. God was in the midst of Jerusalem. Amen. God dwelt with his people there. The tabernacle was there. The temple was there. God was with his people. Amen. He hovered in that place, in that holy of holies. Amen. And sin took the presence of God from them. Solomon built that tabernacle. Amen. And all those sacrifices that he had prepared. All of those people that was there. Oh, Lord, help us preach tonight. Amen. I'm talking about the stream that makes glad the city of our God. You know what the presence of God is. Hallelujah. It's a cool drink of water. Amen. Matter of fact, Peter said, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. When times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. That stream makes glad the city of our God. Amen. And they, hallelujah, dedicated that temple there. All of those priests was going in, amen, to minister. And the Bible said they couldn't even go in and minister because the Shekinah glory had filled the house, Brother Wayne. The Shekinah glory had come down and filled the house. I think about times when the Shekinah glory, the power of God, the glory of God has ascended in this tabernacle. Amen. And come down and people have been helped and touched and filled with the Holy Ghost and delivered. Amen. I thank the Lord for when Brianna got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Right over here. Y'all remember that little bitty girl. Amen. I don't know how old she was. It was several years ago. Maybe 2012. So I guess six or something like that. Amen. Was that? Do you know how old you was, Brianna? Seven, six. Amen. Was y'all here that night when the Lord come in that service and filled her with the Holy Ghost right over there? Praise God. I think about God touching other children. God touching you. Amen. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of our God. There's a river that flows. Amen. Through the city of our God. And it's his presence. Amen. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest mine head with oil. My cup runneth over. Anybody cup run over this morning, this evening? My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to God, there's a river. And it's the presence of God. Hallelujah. God told Moses, I'm going to go with you. Amen. And my presence will go with you. Amen. And I'll give you rest. Moses said, if your presence don't go with us, don't carry us up hence. I'd rather die right here in this wilderness than to go one step without the presence of God. You know, if you get out of the will of God to get something, you got to stay out of the will of God to keep it. Oh God, help us. There's a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of our God, the presence of God. Amen. Psalms 145 and 18. Let me read it to you before I move on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. To all that call upon Him in truth. The presence, He's very near. Just the whisper of His name. Amen. Just the whisper. He said, I'll be with you when you go through the waters. Amen. They shall not overflow thee. Amen. The floods in Psalms, amen, 43 and verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in that fire. Amen. And Nebuchadnezzar looked in there and said, did not we throw three men bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace? He said, I see four men loose and walking around, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah for God's presence in the fire, in the test. Somebody wrote a song and said, Mama, amen, what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Amen, they went in the fire. He was there. They came out of the fire. Amen. Where'd that fourth man go? Did you hear that song? Amen. The songwriter said she danced across the floor. Amen. She said he's still in the fire and he's walking in the flames, and he'll be there to help you when you call on his name. Amen. I'm talking about the presence of God that'll go with you. Amen. When Paul and Silas was in prison, the Lord was there. Amen. When we're gathered together, he's with us in his name. Amen. His presence makes all the difference in a person's life or a group of people. When God is with us, it makes all the difference in the world. There is a river, and the streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your companionship. Thank you, Lord, that you're with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that He goes with us. The Bible said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'm telling you, when I've traveled before, and I'm way up there in the air, you know, 15 hours or something in that plane, 12 hours going to Africa or something. Sister, I'll read that Bible. I'll have me some earplugs or something, earphones, and playing some music maybe off my phone or something. Amen. Way up there in the sky. I think one time we was 40,000 feet in the air. I mean, you're talking about almost to Jupiter right there now. Way out there. I felt the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of God is a stream that makes glad the city of our God. We need to entertain the presence of God. Sometimes it might be a testimony that somebody gets up. But when the Lord comes into the house, everything else goes out. The plan for the preaching, it goes out. Amen. Whoever else was going to sing or wasn't going to sing, it goes out until the Lord is through. And sometimes somebody might get up and testify, and you can just feel that tug. Praise God. While that sister or brother is testifying, and you know, man, this is it right here. Come on now. When the angel troubled the waters, the waiting was over right then. It was time to step in right then and right there. Sometimes we've got so organized, and we've got so, we got it down, how we're supposed to do it, how we're supposed to sing it, how we're supposed to say it, and how we're supposed to testify it. My Lord, help me. I wish I could take some of y'all in some of them places, them churches I go to in foreign lands. I mean, the music is so loud, you can stand in the back corner and want to put your fingers in your ears. And they're shouting and praising God and worshiping God, beating on the drum and the bass and the guitar. Before you throw a songbook at me, their kids are saved. And right here in America, we done got so cold. We done got so dead. We done dried up. Somebody said drier than cracker juice. Drier than last year's bird's nest. My God, help us. I said, my God, help us to entertain the presence of God. Hallelujah. God, help us to entertain the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, God, to worship. Amen. Help us, God, to praise you, Lord. Amen. We got our kids sitting on the back row in America. Amen. And can't wait till they get out and listen to their iPod with their earphones. Amen. And while we're in here, before you throw a songbook at me, hallelujah, Lord, help us. Anyways, I'm meddling now. There's a river and it's God's presence. Entertaining God's presence with a pure heart. Amen. And a pure mind and willing to reach out. Amen. Willing to entertain God's presence. Willing to allow God to help us. Amen. The presence of God. Help us, Lord. Amen. Help us, Lord. There's a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of our God. I want to preach about one more thing, and that's faith in God. And I'm almost done. The presence of God. I preached about the Word of God as a stream this morning. Preached about the Holy Ghost as a stream that makes glad the city of our God. Amen. Tonight, the presence of God and faith. Faith in God is a stream. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing. Yet believing. Hallelujah. Faith. Believing God, trusting God, simple faith is a well, amen, that brings life into our heart and soul. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm talking about makes glad the city of our God. Makes glad. Believing. We believe God. Look down that well. Amen. They had those waterworks. They had that well, Sister Bobby. Amen. They would, that conduit, that gutter, they had an endless supply. And I want you to know something. Amen. Faith in God, hallelujah, is an endless supply. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You want a good dose of sadness? It's called doubt. A good dose of sadness is called doubt. But a good dose of joy is believing in God. Amen. Rejoicing comes along with it. Hallelujah. The Bible said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Amen. Let me read it to you. Galatians chapter, what is it? Chapter number 5. Let me turn over here. Man, I'm struggling all of a sudden. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. We want the joy, we want the love, but the faith comes with it. The long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the meekness, the temperance. Amen. Against such there is no law. Faith in God. That woman from Syrophoenicia, that Syrophoenician woman came, cried behind him, and the disciples said, Lord, send her away, for she crieth after us. Amen. Jesus said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yep, the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Amen. And Jesus said, I have not found so great faith. Amen. Woman, great is your faith. Help us, Lord. You know what? She knew about that secret stream. She knew about that river. Amen. A believing God and trusting God. I will not doubt God. I will not doubt God. God has heard my prayer. He will hear my prayer. He will save my family. He will move. He will bless. He will deliver. God help us, Lord. Faith, letting down that, letting it down. Amen. The sister was talking a little while ago. Praise God. She's talking about reading in the Bible all the things that God has done, all the things that the Lord did. Amen. And this scripture, I had this scripture wrote down. Amen. In Psalm or John chapter 20, it says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." John's finishing it up. He's got one more chapter to write. And he says, "Many other signs truly did Jesus." Amen. "But they're not written in this book." He said, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." There's a river. Amen. And it's believing God. It's trusting God. It's not doubting God. Amen. The devil will bring doubt in our life and steal every ounce of joy that we have. Bring doubt in our life and we'll be worrying and fretting and afraid. Mistrusting. Amen. The next chapter, verse 25, he said, "There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. If everything was written down that Jesus did while he was on this earth, the world couldn't even contain the books. God is in the miracle working business. I believe in God. You believe in God tonight. Hallelujah. Let down that well. Let down into that water. Let down into that stream. Reach down into that stream and say, "God, I know you're going to help me. God, I know you're going to bring me out." There's a song said, "I know my Lord is going to lead me out. I know my Lord is going to lead me out. I'm going to pray and do the best I can. And I know my Lord is going to lead me out of this pilgrim land." Hallelujah. I'm going to rest on the gospel way just long enough to kneel and pray. I'm going to cling to his nail-scarred hand. And I know my Lord is going to lead me out of this pilgrim land. Stand together with me tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the river. Thank you, Lord, for the secret supply that the enemy wonders. How in the world can we make it through a trial? How in the world can we make it through a test? Lord, thank you for it tonight. Thank you, Lord, for that river. Thank you, Lord, for the streams. Thank you, Lord, for the presence of God. Thank you, Lord, for the peace of God. Thank you, Lord, for the satisfying power of God. Thank you, Jesus, for faith in your name. Increase our faith, Lord, tonight. Help us to believe you, Lord, like never before. Help us to believe you greater than ever before. Touch our hearts and lives. Thank you, Jesus. Meet us in these altars, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's gather in for a time of prayer tonight. Thank you, Jesus.